Uka chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka.
Star Trek Discovery, or STD, the poorly but accurately named. This show sucks. Okay, it's got pretties. Cast is trying their best and doing decent, but... Alright. Example. There is a critical scene in the opening two-parter. The ship's in deep doo-doo. So the captain decides to go on a suicide mission, literally, by driving a car bomb over the bad guy, therefore hopefully killing him. First officer tells her, no, don't do it, Captain, because if you kill him, you will motivate them and they will wipe out the Federation. The Federation's only hope is to capture him, beat him in battle, prove that his cause is unjust and a stupid idea, and we'll have a chance. We'll have a chance to negotiate an end to the war before it kills everyone. Now, this was actually a good speech, except that I haven't told you the end of the speech, which is, I'll drive the car bomb myself and kill him. Yes. There is no discussion. There is no debate, no extra facts. No. She starts a speech about the fact that the guy must be captured alive and finishes the speech that the guy must be captured alive by offering to go kill him herself. Then the scene continues. They come up with new facts which would allow them to actually do something sneaky and capture the bad guy, which they try. And when she gets a chance to capture the bad guy, instead of stunning him, which has worked on the last 15 Klingons she stunned, she sets her phaser to kill him and leave the body so that they have their martyr to wave around. Now, granted, that's the story they want us to tell. But this is not what the character is trying to say. This is a character saying, don't step on the banana peel, and then jumping on the banana peel. This is just one example from the first two episodes. There's a couple more. There's also the long discussion while they're violating the Prime Directive that they should respect the Prime Directive. And, of course, a lot of Trek-no-babble, misuse of actual words. But that's not even what I want to bring up with this, because this is all horrible, and, well, maybe it will get better. I've got a couple of people say that it's getting interesting in a, yeah, it's slightly different approach by being a bit darker, but ew. But no, the problem is the actual looks of the show, because they've decided to make it a prequel to the original Star Trek series. And they've said something about the fact that they'll, by the end of their 10-year run, because that's what they're aiming for, they're starting 10 years before Shatner went boldly where no man had gone before, they'd settle so that the technology levels would match. Problem is I tracked down the quote, and there'll be images attached to this to the podcast that show the actual quote, and that's not what they're saying. What they're actually saying is that they're presenting the visual stuff, like the incredibly high-tech costumes and the holographic display and the holographic Skype calls and all of the everything that's different between a Star Trek Discovery episode and one of the original series is a non-issue for them. That's not what they mean by technology. That's not what they mean by technology is that the stupid space mushroom drive, which is the super secret for the first couple of episodes and the introduction of the Discovery, that's going to be a non-issue by the time they switch to Kirk in 10 years or so. This means also that the Enterprise is preparing for its third 5-year mission as the episodes are taking place. Kirk is in school. Spock's a bit trickier because they kind of present him as finishing his... but anyway, Kirk and Spock are either finishing their academy, their Starfleet Academy, or they're currently junior officers on their way up. Probably junior officers because we're talking 10 years. Which also means that the Discovery should probably be armed with lasers or is one of the first starships packing phasers. Just a little tiny detail because, yes, it's been somewhere known by the few people who actually dug that deep that the original Enterprise, no bloody A, B, or C, started its career with lasers. Just useless trivia. Anyway, even if they retconned it, it's irrelevant. What they mean is that they're showing the show with the best their resources allows to do, the same way in the 60s the original show was done with the best resources and technology they could get. So from their point of view, the 1960s bridge and the Discovery bridge are the same thing. Their transporters are the same thing. They're the same uniforms. They're just a color picture instead of a black and white picture of the same things. When they mean technology, that's it. That's the shroom drive will vanish or will be proven unusable or they'll find better. They've just figured out they can do point-to-point transporting. That's going to be a mess. And that sort of thing. Now, why would they go as a prequel rather than 100 years later or 200 years later? I have no clue. I have got someone bringing up that there's no way in heck you can have a story after Voyager because the Federation at the end of Voyager is all-powerful and could wipe out the Borg and all that. So you can't have a challenge anymore. I'm thinking after a couple of centuries, technological progress would have equalized the situation. After a couple of centuries, the Klingons, having lost their homeworld, would have spread. They could have mutated because they changed worlds. That would explain the new cool look. That would explain the new technology, the new looks of the ships, the new ship design, the new uniform technology. But even then, they fucked up again. Already, they fucked up on their intent to mesh with the original show on a couple of things. The first really minor issue is that the arrow, the Federation logo, that was the Enterprise's logo. Each of the original 14 starships, the big capital ships, had its own logo. Starfleet had its own different one. After the Enterprise under Kirk became so famous, Starfleet adopted the Enterprise's logo for its own. So the arrowhead, this is the Enterprise's arrowhead that's now used for the entire Federation. Discovery, now, that works for... Well, the original Star Trek. It works for Deep Space Nine. It works for most of the other shows. This, however, Discovery should have, if it's large enough to have its own design, it would have its own design, or it should not be using the Enterprises anyway. No, so that's one tiny detail, ridiculous, not important. But there's two more important ones. The first one is that the captain of the Discovery has a Gorn skeleton, which means the Federation knows the Gorn, which would be a surprise to Kirk in 10 years when he meets a Gorn for the first time. Now, just in case I'm completely wrong and the Federation knew who the Gorn were at the time, he's got a Tribble. Now, I don't care about ruining the Gorn episode. That wasn't a great one. But he's got a Tribble. Last week's episode, there is a Tribble on Discovery, which means that this week, there's 100 Tribble on Discovery, which means that in 8 years or 10 years, by the time we meet Kirk and company and Bones especially, the Federation knows what Tribbles are, and the Tribbles should be banned on every bloody starship, starbase, and everywhere in the place, because they're an ecological disaster in a fuzz. And those two episodes, The Trouble with Tribbles and Trials and Tribulation, are about two of my favorite episodes, and I don't want them ruined. Thank you very much. So that's the general short, long and short of my problems with Discovery so far. The little fondness you get out of the Star Trek fan, the old-time fan, by possibly bringing back a relative of Spock, is wasted by the completely different look and environment, which it takes a serious dose of self-denial to think it's the same thing. Now, okay, it kind of works, but I can see their point, but it's why go for a prequel when you could just make a sequel? Anyway, so that's the that's my problem with Discovery. If you want a great Star Trek series, watch The Orville instead.